travelogue, 2008. Basically, what happened is my friend's band, sorta garage rock, had planned on touring down the West Coast to California from June 21st to around June 30th or July 1st. I knew about this, but originally there was no room for me. However, once my friend Maggie, who was originally going, got a new job, there ended up being an open spot, and I was the next candidate. So about a week and a half before the trip, I was told about the opportunity, but still wasn't sure exactly what day we'd be leaving for Hawaii, either June 30th or July 1st. Fortunately, I had just quit my job after seeing the new facility my department was moved to. Cold, dreary, long commute, friends left. Not worth it at all. So I didn't have to worry about taking any days off. In the end, I decided I would go, but leave aside money in case I needed to take an emergency Greyhound back to Washington to be back in time. So I accepted the invitation and had little over a week to get everything done and together. I was originally planning on sending you a postcard from Los Angeles, where we stayed for 4 days, but the entire trip ended up being almost constantly in motion, with hardly any time for me to make my own side trips. So instead, I decided to write you a cumulative California plus Hawaii travelogue letter. And here it is. California, West Coast tour slash road trip. So as I said, this trip was primarily designed around my friend's band called Shed. They were scheduled to play 3 shows, originally more, but it didn't work out. One in Portland, one in Los Angeles, and one in Oakland. There are 3 guys in the band, Bryce, Gio, and Jaden. Along with them came me, I primarily served as the tour photographer, and a guy named Neil, who I hadn't met previously, but became friends with along the way. We rode in a large SUV to carry all the equipment, and everyone switched off driving except for Neil and I, only because I wasn't as eager to drive as the others. On the way to Portland, first stop, we gave a ride to a friend of a friend who lives a nomadic lifestyle. He told hitchhiking stories and gave advice about traveling around the country for free or paid. Once in Portland, we dropped everything off at the venue they were to play at, a house, for the, quote, Summer of Love music festival. It was located in the suburbs of North Portland, with not much of interest around. There we ate and walked around before they were scheduled to play. The festival itself included many different genres of bands and performers, and this actually ended up being the best show Shed played of the 3. The people, crowd, and hosts at all 3 venues were very nice and open-minded, so there was no tension in the slightest in the atmosphere. After their performance that night, we met and watched a Portland-based band called Magic Johnson perform, who were also the ones whose house we ended up staying at that night. Later that night, we also went to a really fun dance party at someone's house, along with some of the people from the festival. The next morning, we originally planned on leaving early because Bryce and I particularly wanted to stop in the Redwood Forest. Well, we ended up leaving rather later for a number of reasons, and in the end had to drive through almost the entire Redwood Forest late at night in near pitch darkness. On the positive side, we stopped by a nice river on the way there, and some went swimming. I didn't, because I thought we shouldn't stay too long in order to have time in better locations. We also stopped on a small side road near a creek, and were joined by a very smart and friendly farm dog, which came to greet us. We named it China. Well, one of us did anyway. After that was a dreary 10-plus hours of driving, late at night until we got to the city of Eureka, with a number of suspicious things happening. But being famished and sleepy, we stopped there for the night. The next day was another long stretch of driving, but more eventful than the previous. First, we stopped through San Francisco to see some of the sights and get a bite to eat. Not much new to me since last year's family road trip. It was a rather cold and hazy day there, however, so we didn't stay very long. Then after that, we stopped in the city of Hayward so that Bryce could meet up with a friend of his he had met online years ago, which was nice, though somewhat awkward for those of us who didn't know her at all. We met her parents. She was actually the same age as me, and best friend before leaving for our final length of driving to Los Angeles. Finally, after making it to our friend Rob's house in LA, we were able to settle in since we would be there for 4 days. I had met and befriended Rob previously on his visit to Washington. He's originally from here. So over the course of the next 4 days, we took in as much of LA as we could, from the delicious Mexican food to the sights to the smog. We got to visit a radio station on a very nice university campus where Rob's band were invited to perform live. We visited a giant music and video store where we perused the records, all of us collect vinyl, and videos for hours. And Shed were able to perform at a well-known professional, though small, independent venue in LA, along with some other bands. The performance itself didn't work out so well, however, due to technical difficulties and discrepancies between the band members. But at the end of the night, it was still a good experience and a lot of fun. The next day, Jaden, the drummer, had to fly back to Washington early, and Rob temporarily replaced him in the band. The rest of the time was filled with various activities, as well as much-needed sleep, many late nights. Then finally came the longest and worst stretch of driving of all. After leaving LA, we needed to stop in Oakland for the final show of the tour. Rob, who had been to Oakland before, suggested we be sure to leave before it got dark, because the last time he was there at night, things got very uneasy. So Shed performed with Rob as the drummer this time, but before finishing the first song, things fell apart. Rob didn't really know how to play their songs, but Gio didn't want to play anything Rob did know, and Bryce was trying to reconcile the difference. In the end, Rob and Bryce decided not to play, so Gio ended up playing on his own. He plays lead guitar and sings. Though the audience was very nice, only a few really paid attention and supported the performance. It was a good learning experience, but definitely the worst show they played. Anyways, soon after finishing and being reassured by one of the members of another band that had played, we embarked on a gruesome 12-plus hours of driving to our final destination before Washington, Cannon Beach, Oregon. What made the drive especially bad was that there was a big fight in the car, which got physical, but fortunately, neither of them was driving. There had been numerous conflicts along the way, but this was the point where everything broke apart. And I can't say much about that night other than I didn't really sleep much because I wanted to make sure we didn't crash. But once we arrived at Gio's parents' cabin, we were all so relieved. But since we ended up getting there in the morning, we actually decided not to sleep, especially since we only had a day and a half there. Instead, we explored the area, small town, before heading down to wander the beach, along with Gio's sister, who was also staying at the cabin for a few hours. It's a beautiful beach, and offshore is the biggest monolith on the west coast. There are also lots of small caves to explore along the rocks and sand. That night, we all had dinner together before heading back to watch a movie at the cabin. The next morning, before leaving, there was a fight again, but Gio's parents broke it up. They made up later on, but the overall experience definitely had a major effect on everyone. We ended up getting back the day before I had to leave for Hawaii. I had received confirmation from my mom over the phone in LA. giving me barely enough time to bathe and pack up again. I decided to pack as lightly as possible for the reunion, taking only a backpack's worth of clothes and personal items, which ended up being very convenient and just enough to get by on. So without further ado, Honolulu. Day one. Got to the camp in the early afternoon. Met everyone, then went driving to see some scenery. Played some volleyball. Bonfire that night and discussion of the week's activities. We slept in three big cabins. One for girls, one for boys, one for elders. Day two. Went to the Polynesian Cultural Center and stayed most of the day watching performances, at the end of which was one big professional performance in the stadium. Since it's part of BYU, lots of missionaries and a religious undertone made things awkward at times, but it was still really interesting. Ate dinner in a big banquet building, mostly American food, aside from some taro and seafood dishes. This was the first event where we got a discount on everything because of family connections. Day three. In the morning, went to a taro farm to learn about the process of growing food in Hawaii and Polynesia in general, as well as the danger of relying on imported goods over locally grown, since Hawaii only has something like 3 days worth of food if they are ever unable to receive shipments during a crisis. I found many of my own perspectives reflected in our guide, the owner's words. After that, we went out to a big water amusement park, which was the first time I've been to one since I was really young. Lots of big slides. Later that night, we had the gym on our campgrounds reserved. It was a YWCA campground, and all played around in there. I wasn't prepared, though, because my cousins and uncles, they are really athletic and competitive. And the main game to play in the gym was basketball. And the last time I seriously played that was in middle school. So I was probably the worst player on the court. It was still pretty fun, though. Day four. We basically split up for the first half of this day. Most of our cousins, aunts, and uncles went to the beach, Waimea Bay. Early, while me, Andre, Steph, and a few of our cousins, Grandma Ely, and a few other elders went to the Dole Plantation, which I wasn't interested in visiting at all because of what it represents. But me, my brother, and my sister ended up just going through this giant pineapple maze, which is supposedly the world's largest maze, which was pretty fun. Then after leaving the plantation, we headed over to meet everyone at the beach. It was really nice there, even though there were lots of people. Above average, particularly because it was 4th of July. There were really big waves hitting the beach, and it was really fun to body surf. But the main event was the big rock they have there that's about 25 feet high. One of the locals' favorite activities is jumping off of it, some doing tricks, and our cousins had told us about it earlier. I had already decided I wanted to jump off, even though I've never done anything really like that before, aside from paragliding. But my mom and dad disapproved and didn't think I would go through with it. Anyway, when we first got there and I went down to swim with our cousins, two of them were about to climb up and asked if I wanted to go up with them. So I decided I would go at least just to see what it was like up there and watch a few people jump off. Well, after about 20 minutes of watching and contemplation, I finally jumped, and it was wonderful. Except, I forgot to hold my nose when hitting the water, and got a bunch of salt water in my nasal passages. But it was worth it. Andre got it on video, and my dad got a picture which just barely cuts off my head. You can see them in one of the reunion photo albums I posted. Andre and Steph were too afraid to go, though. After that, I swam around and body surfed with our cousins and uncle for more than an hour, which we all eventually kind of regretted as we all got sunburned, which is crazy because our cousins who live there never get sunburned. It was my first time being burnt too, actually, Anyway, we were all pretty exhausted that night, so I went to sleep pretty early after we went to the gym again and watched the fireworks across the water from our cabins from the naval base. Day five. Around 6 the next morning, our cousin Jamal, who's the same age as me, woke me up along with his brother, Abdullah, Andre, and Steph. And we all went out for a hike. No one else would wake up. He had originally wanted us to see the sunrise, but we didn't get up early enough. It was still a beautiful hike, though, and not too tiring, at least for me. My brother and sister got pretty worn out because they don't hike as much as me, but it was a really steep hike overall. 90% of the time, we had to pull ourselves up using bamboo or tree branches. But yeah, half of the hike was more normal forest, while the other half was a bamboo forest. My profile picture is me climbing a stalk of bamboo. We didn't hike all the way to the top, though, because they hadn't been that far up. But we stopped on a really nice cliff overlooking the valley. You can see pictures of that too. One of my cousins we were hiking with went up barefoot, and before we went down, he convinced me to go down barefoot, and it worked out surprisingly well. It actually felt really good on my feet until we got to the very bottom, where there were brambly twigs, and I didn't have any trouble gripping rocks, etc., on the steep slopes down. My brother and sister, however, kept sliding down. I got some pictures of that as well. Oh, there's a video clip of us in the bamboo area too. Later that day, me, my parents, and my brother and sister took a tour of this huge ranch where they film scenes for a lot of movies and TV shows. Jurassic Park, Godzilla, Mighty Joe Young, etc. Which was really nice, especially since there's no other way to get into that area. That night, we had our big final dinner banquet, and a bunch more of our family came. We ate, watched a slideshow of old pictures, some of our cousins performed, etc. It was really fun. And this was the only night I stayed up really late with some of our cousins since it was the last night. Most of the night, we played a bunch of different card games. But eventually, people started getting afraid to wake up any of our aunts or uncles who were sleeping outside, because they'd send us off to bed. So instead, a group of us went over and snuck into the swimming pool, which we weren't allowed in since we would have had to rent it, which was a lot of fun, but I was afraid we might get caught since the landlord was living right on the other side of the wall. But it all worked out, and I got some pictures to commemorate it. Day six. This was our last day together at the campground, and we had to check out by 10 a.m. So we got up pretty early and ate before having the final meeting with everyone, giving retrospects and thoughts on this reunion, as well as discussing funds and plans for the next one. It was interesting because it was only the elders and a few of the older kids, but at one point I was asked if I wanted to say anything, which I wasn't expecting at all. But then I realized that I'm 20 now and they consider me an adult, which is still really weird. So I didn't say anything, but afterwards thought of what I might have said. Anyway, the decision was that the next reunion is planned to be in Samoa, which will cost much more than any other reunion we've had. So there will be a 3-year gap instead of 2 years. So we'll see how things play out. Some are skeptical about whether we'll all be able to afford making it there, especially since child fares are the same as adults to fly there. But if we pull it off, it will be amazing. But also, for me, 3 years is way too long, especially since I bonded with them all so much more this time. So I told everyone I'm planning on visiting before the 3 years, and actually, I might even try to live over there for a while. Maybe getting a job, especially if I do well learning Japanese. So yeah. Then we all took a big picture, checked out, said goodbyes, but not entirely because a dinner was planned that night. And me and my immediate family went to Waikiki. That night we went over to our aunt's house for dinner, and most everyone from the camp was there. So we hung out for a couple more hours and looked at old family pictures, etc. And then we said our second round of goodbyes. But again, not entirely, because they're going to see us off at the airport. Day 7. So this was our free day, where we all did separate things. My parents and siblings stayed in Waikiki, tourist city area, while I took the bus out to a beach a friend of mine who's from there told me about, which was beautiful white sand with a big reef out offshore, and kayaks you could rent to take out to these mini islands to relax on. But since I wasn't with anyone, I just wandered around the area for a few hours before heading back and meeting up with my brother and sister before we went to dinner with some of our cousins and aunt at a really nice restaurant on the beach in Waikiki. Then after that, we all went out for karaoke, which was another first for me, and ended up being really fun. My parents were off with my grandma having dinner. I ended up unintentionally singing an Outkast song, Roses, which I didn't even know I knew all the lyrics for until they were up on the screen. But apparently I did a really good job. I was having fun with it though, imitating their voices. And it was everyone's favorite performance. My brother was the only one who didn't sing though. I also did a duet with my great aunt, who chose a bunch of country songs that most of us didn't know. The song I sang with her was one I didn't know either, but I did my best country voice for it. Day 8. Finally. Okay, I'm terrible at summarizing. I know. This is so long. The journey came to an end on the morning of the 8th, and at the airport, most of our relatives from the reunion came to see us off and gave us a bunch of lays. We said our final goodbyes, which got pretty emotional. Even me, particularly because both the one night we had dinner at our aunt's and at the airport, one of my younger cousins, a girl who's around 5, gave me really long hugs where people had to pretty much pull her away from me. I've never had little kids get attached to me like that at all. So yeah, that was what got to me the most. But the fact that I'm determined to go back balanced everything out.